reporting. The Associated Press's bureau chief in Seoul, Foster Klug, says there is a feeling of surprise and relief, but also skepticism in the South Korean capital over the news that U.S. President Donald Trump will meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in May.
North Korea, after all, still refers to its nuclear program as its treasured sword and vows to never give it up. The United States and South Korea also plan to have annual war games later this spring that North Korea says are an invasion rehearsal. There's considerable curiosity if Donald Trump can succeed in this spur-of-the-moment summit where past experts on both sides have failed for generations.
The meeting would be the first of its kind between a leader of North Korea and a sitting president of the United States. The two countries have been in a formal state of war since the Korean War in the 1950s. A suicide bomber targeting Afghanistan's minority Hazaras blew himself up at a police checkpoint in western Kabul Friday. Ramon Benito has the details.
Officials say 9 people are dead and 18 were wounded. The spokesman for the Kabul police chief said the bomber was on foot and was trying to strike a gathering of Hazaras who were commemorating the 1995 death of their leader, who was killed by the Taliban. The bomber came as close to the gathering as he could and detonated his explosives at the checkpoint outside. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
International Red Cross and UN officials say a much-needed humanitarian aid convoy began rolling into the besieged Syrian enclave of eastern Ghouta Friday, but was unable to offload desperately needed supplies due to a resumption of airstrikes in the area. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Asia's biggest exporters, including China and Japan, are concerned over U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Sarah Hemrajani has more.
A sharp backlash from America's Asia.